Good afternoon. We will continue to see a clearing trend across the interior sections of New York and New England through the afternoon, mainly from northwest to southeast, and that return to sunshine combined with a southwesterly breeze will allow temperatures to reach into the upper 50s and lower 60s, and in some cases in the lower Hudson Valley in southern New England into the middle 60s. We'll continue the clearing trend into the evening, then clouds will move back in overnight as temperatures drop back into the upper 30s and lower 40s. The clouds will be in advance of the next disturbance, which will sweep in from the northern plains and Midwest through the Great Lakes. The system will get energized when it hits the coast and deepen as it works its way into the Gulf of Maine and eventually the Canadian Maritimes. As this happens, showers will become more likely through the morning and into the afternoon tomorrow. Otherwise, with cloudy skies, temperatures will be much cooler and mainly in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Showers will continue into Thursday night as cooler air flows in on an increasing northeasterly breeze. And we may even see some wet snowflakes by Friday morning across the higher terrain. During the day on Friday, it'll be mostly cloudy, blustery, and chilly with rain and snow showers and highs staying in the middle 40s. It'll be dry on Saturday with sunshine, giving way to some cloud cover back into the lower and middle 40s. And on Sunday, a few snow showers around with mostly cloudy skies and cool temperatures, again, right around 45 degrees. Early next week, it'll be dry with sunshine on Monday, back into the upper 40s and lower 50s with the next system producing the chance of a shower on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flood watches and warnings have been issued for parts of the south central areas in Texas. An upper-level storm system and a surface cold front are interacting with unseasonably high moisture, enhanced by the remnants of Hurricane Vance near the west coast of Mexico. And this is bringing locally heavy rainfall to the region today. Average rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches are expected, with isolated amounts of up to 7 inches possible across the watch area. And the Joint Typhoon Warning Center in Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, is issuing advisories on Typhoon Nuri, located about 180 miles west-northwest of Iwutou. Maximum sustained winds have now decreased to 100 miles per hour, but gusts are up to 125. Nuri is expected to continue to weaken as it moves over cooler waters and tracks east of Japan during the next 24 hours. Downstream effects, both directly and indirectly related to the typhoon, will be monitored as the remnants approach North America over the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 7 at Gothic, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 52 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 75, set in 1994, and the record low, 17, in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 6:34 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:43 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy today with highs in the upper 50s. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine through the afternoon, breezy today with highs in the mid 60s. Clear early, then increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine through the afternoon with highs around 60, breezy throughout the day and into the evening, with increasing clouds overnight tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy this afternoon with highs in the lower 60s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds overnight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine this afternoon, breezy, with highs around 60. clear early, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with showers likely, especially in the afternoon, lower 50s, mostly cloudy, breezy and cold Friday with rain and snow showers in the mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday with highs in the lower to mid-40s. More clouds and a few snow showers on Sunday in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny upper 40s on Monday and a chance of a shower Tuesday. Otherwise partly sunny with highs back into the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.